Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Collins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Lins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stahl throws the ball into Lins, who tags McCovey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier misplays the ball. That's an error on Lanier. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Jones moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart takes first base on ball four. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz strikes out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. One out. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Swoboda throws the ball into Collins, who tags Bonds trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. Hunt moves to second. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0-for-1 in the game. Lins hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koosman hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonds strikes out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahl bunts in front of the plate. Dietz fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dietz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Dietz moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koosman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cline pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dietz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hart moves to third. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 3 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ty Cline now playing first base. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 3 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Martin reaches second base with a double. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 3 in the game. Bolin strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0 for 3 in the game. Lins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koosman strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn's misplays the ball. That's an error on Lynn's. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to second. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahl hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 4 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Swoboda moves to second. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-4 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Johnson pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Phil Lynns. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss pinch hits for Jerry Guzman. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Al Weiss now playing second base. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Mays is walked intentionally. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonds moves to third. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-4 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-5 in the game. Lanier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klein scoops it up and throws to first, with Lindsay covering, for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dietz is hit by the pitch. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 5 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lanier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 6 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Schroeder pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder bunts towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 7 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lanier scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 5 in the game. With two walks. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Mike McCormick now pitching. Ed Charles pinch hits for Kevin Collins. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek pinch hits for Al Weiss. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.